Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Lincoln by David Herbert Donald is a major modern biography of Abraham Lincoln, first published in 1995 by one of the leading historians of the Civil War era. Rather than presenting Lincoln only as an icon of national unity or moral greatness, Donald reconstructs him as a politically skilled, ambitious, observant, and often uncertain human being shaped by frontier culture, legal practice, party politics, and wartime pressure. The book follows Lincoln from his Kentucky birth and Illinois legal career through the rise of the Republican Party, the secession crisis, the Civil War, emancipation, re-election, and assassination. Its purpose is not simply to narrate events, but to examine how Lincoln understood power, persuasion, public opinion, constitutional duty, and personal limitation. Donald is especially attentive to Lincoln as a working politician, not merely a visionary statesman. And his readable narrative style makes the biography accessible while retaining scholarly seriousness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln as a practical politician rather than a distant national monument. A central feature of Donald's biography is its insistence that Lincoln cannot be understood apart from politics as a lived profession. The book emphasizes his years as a lawyer and Whig politician in Illinois, where he learned how to cultivate personal ties, read audiences, remember names, frame arguments, and build trust across local networks. This portrait differs from accounts that move quickly from Lincoln's poverty to his presidency, as if greatness were inevitable. Donald shows that Lincoln's rise depended on patient political labor, party loyalty, ambition, and a rare ability to make complex issues understandable to ordinary voters. His storytelling was not a decorative trait, but a practical instrument of persuasion, allowing him to disarm opponents, clarify principles, and create a sense of shared judgment. By treating Lincoln as a politician who enjoyed public life and depended on organization, Donald makes his later wartime leadership more concrete. The presidency appears less as a stage for pure moral insight, and more as the culmination of habits formed through law, debate, campaigning, and negotiation. Secondly, the biography's humanizing treatment of ambition, uncertainty, and emotional strain, Donald's Lincoln is admirable but not remote or flawless. The book pays close attention to ambition, melancholy, domestic tension, political frustration, and the burden of decision. This humanizing approach matters because it prevents the reader from reducing Lincoln to a symbol of patience, charity, or democratic virtue. Donald presents a man who wanted recognition, suffered defeats, made tactical calculations, and often moved through events with incomplete knowledge. His marriage to Mary Todd Lincoln, his relationships with colleagues, and his experiences of grief are treated as part of the emotional environment in which public decisions were made. The result is not a psychological case study in the narrow sense, but a biography that connects temperament to action. Lincoln's restraint, humor, and capacity for delayed judgment emerges responses to pressure rather than as simple innate virtues. Donald's method makes the reader see leadership as a human practice under strain, where character is revealed through repeated exposure to uncertainty, criticism, and loss. Thirdly, Civil War leadership shaped by reaction, adaptation, and political constraint. One of the most discussed aspects of Donald's interpretation is his tendency to portray Lincoln as a leader who often reacted to events rather than mastering them from the outset. As this does not mean the biography depicts him as weak. Instead, it stresses the limits that confronted any president during secession and Civil War divided public opinion. Unreliable generals, constitutional uncertainty, border state politics, party factionalism, and the practical demands of mobilizing armies. Donald's Lincoln learns while governing. He replaces commanders, adjusts strategy, broadens war aims, and responds to changing military and political conditions. This interpretation is valuable because it resists the hindsight that can make emancipation, Union victory, and national consolidation seem preordained. By showing Lincoln improvising within constraints, Donald clarifies the difference between decisiveness and omniscience. Lincoln's achievement lies partly in his ability to revise judgments without losing sight of the Union as the central object of policy. The wartime presidency becomes a study in adaptive leadership under conditions no one fully controlled. Fourthly, emancipation presented through law, timing, public opinion, and military necessity, Donald treats emancipation as one of the defining developments of Lincoln's presidency. But he places it within the legal and political pressures of wartime rather than presenting it as a sudden, isolated moral conversion. The biography follows Lincoln's movement from opposition to the expansion of slavery toward the use of presidential war powers to strike at slavery where rebellion made such action, militarily and constitutionally defensible. This approach highlights the importance of timing. Lincoln had to consider border states, northern voters, congressional Republicans, enslaved people who forced the issue by fleeing to Union lines, and the changing character of the war itself. Donald does not deny Lincoln's moral hostility to slavery, but he emphasizes how policy emerged through constraint, calculation, and opportunity. The Emancipation Proclamation appears as both a moral turning point and a political act carefully tied to military necessity. This framing helps readers understand why anti-slavery leadership in the Civil War required more than private conviction. It required legal reasoning, coalition management, and attention to what public institutions could sustain. Lastly, narrative scholarship that balances accessibility with Civil War era expertise. The book stands out for combining a broad chronological narrative with the authority of a historian deeply grounded in 19th century American politics. Donald writes in a clear novelistic style, but the structure remains that of a serious biography concerned with evidence, context, and interpretation. He gives readers enough detail about party alignments, legal practice, military command, cabinet conflict, and congressional pressure to explain why choices were difficult, while avoiding the density that can make some specialist works inaccessible. His background as a Civil War historian is especially visible in the way he places Lincoln among institutions rather than isolating him as a solitary genius. The cabinet, generals, political allies, rivals, journalists, abolitionists, and voters all matter. This is why the biography remains useful for general readers and students. It narrates a life while also teaching how political leadership functions in a constitutional republic during crisis. Donald's literary control keeps the book readable, but its main strength is the disciplined connection between personal character and historical circumstance. In conclusion, Lincoln is especially well-suited for readers who want a substantial but readable biography of Abraham Lincoln, without turning immediately to a multi-volume scholarly study. It will benefit students of American history, readers of presidential biography, Civil War enthusiasts, and anyone interested in the relationship between character and political leadership. Its practical value lies in showing how public leadership depends on persuasion, timing, institutional awareness, coalition building, and the ability to act despite uncertainty. Intellectually, the book helps readers move beyond the simplified image of Lincoln as either flawless moral hero or merely cautious politician. Donald's achievement is to hold both dimensions in view. Lincoln was ambitious, fallible, and reactive, yet also unusually capable of growth, judgment, and democratic communication. Compared with more celebratory biographies, this work is more skeptical and humanizing. Compared with highly specialized Civil War studies, it is broader, more narrative, and more accessible. Its distinctiveness comes from Donald's combination of literary craftsmanship, political realism, and scholarly command of the era. The result is a biography that explains why Lincoln's greatness was not automatic or uncomplicated, but emerged from the disciplined use of political skill under extraordinary national pressure. If you would like to support David Herbert Donald, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.